worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Killing is my business, and business is kind of slow right now, to be completely honest
with you. That's good.
So we'll stick with the podcast instead. It's a freak accident. I am the host. My name is Crisco, and of course, I'm joined by Lazy E.
What up?
Was not expecting that.
Nope.
And Mickey's here as well after her week off. Welcome back, Mickey.
Can I have another week off?
No.
Why not?
Because you're supposed to be here every week.
Ugh.
That's what being a co-host is.
Yeah.
Right? We all support each other all the time. We're here constantly.
Oh, wait a second. Wait, whoa. I thought it said co-host. I thought I was supposed to go and start ransacking houses and stuff.
Oh, I thought you were going to say coo as in, like, you know, like the vernacular, like the, that's cool. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, no.
Cool host, because you are a cool host.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to ever say that.
It is a freak accident. Welcome to our weird little experiment here that we do every week in the bowels of the internet. Freakaccident.com is the website. Feel free to send us an email about absolutely anything. If you want to compliment us, insult us, or if maybe you've seen a news story or something that you want to hear our take on, email it to us. Freaks@afreakaccident.com. Include your mailing address, and we'll send you some free stickers, too, just for reaching out, just because we're nice that way.
We're just sending out some right now.
By the way, freakaccident.com, another thing about that website is not only do we have the connect button you press to get all the links to all of our social media stuff.
Yes.
What? You're going to criticize me for getting caught on button when you get it wrong all the time, anytime you need to say it.
Yeah, because you got it wrong once.
Okay.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes for her.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm never going to live it down, though.
Nope.
And also, the podcast archive, one of my favorite features that we have at freakaccident.com, where you can go and download and listen to every episode we've ever done.
In fact, we found out with the episode with just me and Mickey, she loves when we call it the Netflix of our show.
Yes. The Netflix of it is the Netflix of our show. It is. That's what it is.
She hates it.
Go and download all the past seasons. All the way back to season 1, episode 1, the pilot episode of A Freak Accident when Ian Hunter was still here. It's exciting times.
Oh, I just thought.
Shut up, Mickey. You know what? But I'm saying you could go listen to past episodes like last week's where we did our play-by-play recap of WrestleMania with the Doc Chad Matthews from LordsOfPain.net. There's a lot of brilliant material there at your fingertips.
I just thought of something, and it's a shame because he's not here anymore. If Ian was still here, we could have started a group. We could have called Ian Hunter.
A doo-wop group, yeah, or yeah. A duet. Yeah. by the way, we're also, of course, available wherever podcasts are downloaded, Stitcher, Spreaker, Google Play Music, and especially iTunes. Don't forget to subscribe. You'll get us automatically delivered each week. And if you leave us a good review, you'll help us climb the charts. And who doesn't like that, right?
We could give better stuff.
You could do a good thing for us. Then when we have that clout in the podcasting community, we can use that to get cooler things for you. So
yeah,
it's a you scratch our back, we'll scratch yours type of scenario. And we've got long, sharp, very good scratching fingernails.
Stop that with
your
hands. That is really gross.
Yeah.
Let's not go down that road.
It feels great
nope.
on your back.
Stop.
Feels
stop,
great
stop, on. Stop, stop.
Yeah, don't. You look like a really creepy cat.
Mickey, you seem very, very grumpy today, even more than usual. Is it because of this whole thing with this business that you're trying to start? Because that's where Mickey was last week, by the way, listener. She was off at a local Rotary Club meeting.
You party animal.
I love that you call it a Rotary Club.
Right, isn't that what it was?
It's a municipal building.
Oh, whatever. It was a township meeting?
Yes.
A community meeting.
Yeah.
Community gathering.
Yeah.
You were at that trying to pitch the Keystone Duck Park or whatever it is that you're trying to
no,
start.
No, we were there to support their outdoor skate park planning.
Oh.
Because the you scratch your back,
yes,
their back,
yes.
They scratch yours. I was
gonna say, look at her going in and giving support to the competition. That's not how business is supposed
to
work.
Competition. outside.
Yeah.
Smack.
We're inside.
And you have coffee and they don't.
You would be correct. Right,
yeah, because that's...
Yeah, there's no competition there.
Now, what the business that you're trying to start, it's called Keystone Ramp Works, right? Because the listener needs to understand, we've got people from, obviously, who know us from around our little hamlet here tucked into the Appalachian Mountains of Pennsylvania. But there are a lot of people from around the country and indeed around the world who listen to this show, and they don't know where the heck we are. But you got to understand, like, in our area, there is nothing really, well, relatively speaking, there's nothing for kids to do. And kids around here have been asking for a skate park for, God, since I was in, like, junior high. And it's never happened. So Mickey and her murderer boyfriend are looking to make it happen, finally.
That's right, kids. You could go and be with a murderer at a skate park.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is going to be safe.
Now that I think about it, it's probably not the best idea to describe him in that way when he's going to be a small business owner. It may not be the best idea.
Can I ask you at this little meeting gathering of the minds that you went to, if you had to guess... How many brain cells were there combined in that building? Because I've seen those public things. I've watched them on, like, that public access TV.
Could it be quantified in whole numbers, or are we talking fractions?
I guess we could go whole numbers. They weren't terrible. It was not as exciting as we thought, because we really thought we were going there to butt heads.
They were in the newspaper.
Were they?
In the picture. There they are.
Yeah.
Her and murderer sitting there. They're both like... Like, they look like...
We're not smiling. You can't even see our faces.
Like attentive young students in the classroom.
Please, get that picture and let's post it on A Freak Accident.
I'm down.
On our Facebook page. Yeah, the happy-go-lucky Mickey that we never see.
Did you guys get to offer any input or anything like that, though, in the meeting?
Murderer did. We went there with... yeah,
Murderer
I know, right?
did.
We went there with another business
this
owner.
This skate park is a great idea. What a perfect place to kill someone.
What was his input?
I forget.
My girlfriend thinks I'm an ugly beast. Because that's what you've said on past episodes.
No, that is what you've said.
She said she forgot. It must have resonated. It really must have.
No, because there was a lot of repetitive, like, let's do this, let's do it. Everybody was in agreement, so it was just kind of like repeating the same thing over and over.
Well, they all actually wanted
they
to do
all,
it.
They all, yes. That we really thought we were going there to butt heads, and everybody was like, oh, yeah, let's do this. And I'm like, well, why am I here then?
That's crazy because, like, the old people around here hate anything that's different.
Right.
Any kind there's change. No way. They can put signs in their yard. There's freaking rallies to prevent anything from happening all the time.
To people who, again, aren't from this area, you got to understand, we right now for the last 16 years have had an arena up here. Back when they were first voting that in.
Oh,
you
God,
think
yeah.
Building an arena in an area that had literally woods in that area and a mall.
Yeah.
They voted no.
Well, that was the thing. And do you realize, I didn't find this out until recently, do you realize that the arena that we got, because we do have an arena now.
I do know this,
it is
I told
less
you.
Than half the size of the arena that we were supposed to get.
Yep.
We missed the yes vote by like 8 votes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they...
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. It was because they found a way to do it without upping any sort of taxes, and that caused it to be half the arena. Do you realize 20?
We were gonna have like a Staples Center, kind of arena, here, and now we've got like a glorified gymnasium.
Now, granted, it did do help for this area. I mean, we got a casino out of the deal, and then all those stores around it. But think about what we would have had if it was the full on deal, all the concerts, all the the shows coming by comedians. We would have had everything.
Yeah,
and instead we get passed by. Awesome. I did see the Ringling Brothers, their last showings over the weekend.
Oh,
so,
yeah?
At that arena.
Yeah, they're doing the same tricks that they've been doing for the last 50 years.
I never saw it.
Oh.
So I figured, why not now?
Yeah, it was the first time and the last time.
Did you actually go to see it?
Yeah, it was free tickets, so I went.
Oh, okay.
It was...
How were the elephants?
They didn't have elephants. They don't have them anymore.
That was why they had to close down, because the main attraction, the elephants, is gone.
I thought that was happening once they closed.
No.
They got rid of them beforehand. Okay.
That was like a year ago, I think, that they suspended that.
Yeah, there weren't many animals at all.
I
mean, you had the tigers. I forget what else was there, but...
Ostrich.
No. No.
Llama.
Oh, they had a... They had a camel, but I like what you said.
Sasquatch.
Yeah, Sasquatch was out there. And a llama. And it's la la llama. Okay? It's la llama.
Yeah. Yeah, speak in English.
Yeah,
it's
don't
like
be
the Boston
stupid.
Joke of for a llama.
I do not get that.
Don't worry about it. I'll tell you about it later.
I'm sure the people from Massachusetts who listen to this are going,
oh, yeah.
That's our joke.
Yeah. Ah, she made a great fun. I don't even know what kind of accent that was.
That was a wicked joke there.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, no.
Let me go tell email Tom Brady about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we're going to have a tea party. Nah. That's Boston. Sorry for everybody in Boston. That was terrible.
Vicky seems to think it's pretty funny, though. She's from Boston, so it's fine. We got the write-off. That's okay. We're good.
Go eat some chowder while I listen to a freak accident.
So are you going to open this duck park then soon? This is going to happen?
The plan is for August, yeah.
All right.
That's if we get the okay on the building that we put a bid in for.
Actually, that's a great time because that's around the time where it starts getting cold here. So it'll be perfect. Be inside and
you should
get
let
into it.
You should let Lazy E and I christen the place by like being the first
people on skateboard into
the half pipe. Yeah, because then
we would have a death in the first hour.
That's what I'm saying. Not only would you have your first, we would christen the half pipe or whatever you want to call it or the bowl. But you'd also have your first
two completely different things.
You'd have your first insurance claim and your first major incident all within the same thing. So it's a great idea.
Getting out of the way
fast.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's a great idea.
That would be great.
We're doing it. All right. So on the way on the show today, Charlie Murphy's dead.
Yeah. Next story.
United Airlines.
Almost dead.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in that story.
United, we do not stand.
I love that story with my entire being. I cannot wait to talk about it.
Oh, we will.
It's going to be wonderful. We've got another round of Finish the Lyric to get to.
This
could
be so much
Lazy
fun.
Lazy E, what is the theme for this week's edition of Finish the Lyric?
My favorite type of music, 80s.
Make Mickey miserable.
You said this is going to be the one you do good in.
I hope so. This probably will be the one I do not do good in because I wasn't.
You're 12.
Right. Well, I am 28.
Uh huh.
Which I sure rounded down 12. We've got a list of weird, bizarre Easter traditions from around the world.
Hey, Easter's coming up. You know.
Turns out hiding chocolate rabbits and eggs not that unusual. Considering some things.
Which is pretty spectacular because that is an odd way to celebrate.
And we have music you can use as well to round out the show. So it's all on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident. Aren't you glad you're here?
Do you enjoy listening to A Freak Accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit AFreakAccident.com and make some more mistakes.
Tom Murphy! What's up, partner? Darkness is spreading.
Yeah, you know, Dave Chappelle should be thanked for his entire existence of being famous.
You mean Charlie Murphy should be thanking Dave Chappelle?
That's it.
That's what you meant? Yeah.
Flip it and reverse it, whatever.
I mean, realistically, I didn't even know who Charlie Murphy was until that episode of Chappelle's Show.
Neither did I.
Because, I mean, I knew of him. He was, like, one of the people on Chappelle's Show. He was one of the regulars, you know, who was involved in the sketches and everything else, but I didn't know who he was. It wasn't until that I realized, holy crap, this is Eddie Murphy's brother.
Yeah.
And at that point, he became, like, a household name from that Rick James episode.
Yeah.
Because of that line, Charlie Murphy!
And then, of course,
we went to Studio 54. I'm looking around to see who's there, and looking at the girls and everything. And all of a sudden, I heard something go, Charlie Murphy! Eddie and everybody else thought that that was the funniest shit. And so that threw me in a weird space, because I'm like, yeah, this is Rick James. He's a star.
I'm Rick James, bitch!
So you got to figure, like, he did that, and then also he had the True Hollywood Stories, too, about Prince.
Yeah.
So they come out, right? And I look at them, and they still got on the same they was wearing with the club. It was wild. And I was like, I know they ain't thinking about playing ball in that, but they were. I mean, I kind of learned something that day. They never judge a book by its cover. Prince was incredible. Prince, you got a towel, man? It's kind of hot out here, man.
Why don't you purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka?
Good.
In your face, Charlie Murphy.
I saw somebody say, oh, he's balling with Prince and he's fighting with Rick James in heaven right now.
Yeah, they're all dead.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think.
They're, I probably from the, how hard they partied.
Oh, yeah.
Based on those stories, those guys partied hard. But Charlie Murphy was not only on Chappelle's Show. You know, after that, like, those two episodes really did boost his notoriety, too, because he was involved with the final season of Chappelle's Show, too. Yeah. He was kind of the host with that, and then he did some stand-up specials after that as well. He was a funny guy, you know, and he was really talented, and I mean, now he is dead, 57 years old, from leukemia.
You know, I guess
freaking cancer, man. Cancer.
I guess it's because he really isn't in the limelight anymore. I had no idea he was even sick.
I didn't know either.
But again, when is the last time we heard about him?
That's what I mean. When I saw, well, because, you know, Chappelle's Show ended, he did a couple stand-up specials, and then he kind of just faded into obscurity.
Yeah,
you know?
He worked on some music. He tried to bring out some music. It didn't really work.
You know, I was kind of suspicious when Chappelle was on Saturday Night Live, and he did that Negan sketch from The Walking Dead. He had the one guy who, the other guy who was in all the sketches on Chappelle's Show, who was beautiful in the Player Haters Ball and everything else, and I noticed Charlie Murphy wasn't there. And I was like, well, that's weird. Like, they brought this other guy out of nothing to be in this. It's like, where's Charlie Murphy at? I never bothered to look and find out. He's probably at home sick.
Well, yeah, and that wasn't too far away.
No, that was only a couple months ago. So this is, I guess this was a prolonged battle with leukemia.
Uh-huh.
This went for a while. I mean, it sucks. You know, anytime you see somebody that young, you know, get taken away.
Yeah, and especially someone who had the talent. It's just unfortunate his brother was Eddie Murphy.
Right, yeah.
He was never going to live up to that name.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
You're not getting out of the shadow of Eddie Murphy, unfortunately. But he had some, like I said, he was a household name. He's still a household name. Everybody knows Charlie Murphy!
Yeah.
Just from that sketch alone, you know?
Yeah,
so
I mean, yeah, his legacy will live on.
You think Chappelle's going to say anything? Now that Chappelle's kind of back in the limelight with those two Netflix specials that he just did?
Oh, yeah.
He's probably going to have something to say, I'm sure.
I'm sure he will try to work with Netflix to bring out those episodes.
Ooh, maybe.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, I mean, that just... Ugh.
It does suck. So, Charlie Murphy, may you rest in peace, my friend. The comedy world has lost a brilliant mind. Up next, United Airlines. I cannot wait to talk about this. I've been waiting 2 days. We're going to get into it on A Freak Accident.
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
More coffee?
I don't think that was in the original commercial that we were playing.
You could tell that that original commercial was from the glory days of air travel.
1980s or something like
that. Yeah. You know, the stewardesses would bring you free booze and free food all the time. And they actually cared about the people on their flights. They used to pamper you and spoil you when you got on a plane. It was crazy.
And now it's like a cattle herd.
Like a cattle herd, it's like a slaughterhouse. Now, they're literally trying to kill people now because they won't get off the plane when they're asked to. Now, this is a story about United Airlines. Everybody's heard about this one already. In case you're up in the clouds or whatever, though.
Yeah.
a video was released. A bunch of people actually were filming video on this flight of this incident. United overbooked a flight. Happens all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know why these airlines do that. Like, it's not like, oh, yeah, every flight I've ever been on hasn't been completely full anyway.
Yeah.
They are so committed to, like, packing every single one of these planes so tight that they overbook constantly. So in this case, the flight was overbooked, but it was overbooked in the way that they had United employees who needed to get on this flight to go somewhere.
Well, pilots that needed to get to the other destination to take another plane and such.
Right, yeah, whatever. So they needed, I don't remember what the number was. It was like 4 people or something like that.
Whatever,
they wanted to, they asked if anybody would be willing to basically miss the flight.
Sure.
You know, would you be willing to? Everybody said no. And they said, well, what if we gave you like an $800 travel voucher?
Now, mind you, that these people are already on the plane. This isn't like a normal situation where they ask you at the gate.
Right. Yeah, they're on the plane. They're seated.
Yeah.
And then they said, hey, how about an $800 travel voucher? Who wants to get off the plane? Everybody said no. Then they randomly chose four people, or however many, to leave. This guy, Dr. David Dow, was one of them, and he straight up said, no, I'm not leaving. I paid for the seat. I'm going to stay here on the plane. So United responded by bringing in law enforcement, and, well, we've got audio, don't we? Yeah. Yep, they grabbed him, yanked him out of the seat, choked him, smashed his head off an armrest to the point where he then went limp, and then dragged his lifeless body off of the plane.
You know, the problem was, the ultimate problem was, if they did this at the gate, I don't think this is an issue. I've seen it happen before where they barter with people, they give them, you know, their money or extra money or flyer miles, and everything works out fine. You can't do it when they're in there.
I still think it's dumb, and here's why. You know, I've seen people saying, oh, well, I've seen people saying that, oh, it's okay that this happened, in which case, what? What?
No.
Because, no, it's not. It's not okay to physically assault people for no reason. Because he wouldn't get off a plane that he'd paid to be on. And that's my thing. He'd already paid for that flight.
Sure.
Let him on the flight. It's not my fault you overbooked it.
Well, and it's not the fact. And they do that because they always think somebody's going to cancel and they want to make sure they always have filled flights.
That's what I'm saying. They do that. Dude, deal with one or two or three cancellations, okay? Just deal with it.
And the problem is
eat the cost. Now you lost, what, $1.5 billion in stock?
Sure.
After this incident?
I think that, again, the problem is they were already on the plane. That's a big issue. On top of it, it wasn't for other passengers. It was for their employees.
Yeah.
Those shouldn't have even been sold.
Right.
You know? Or they should have known by the time they were at the gate, not while they're on the plane.
Right.
What I'm wondering, okay, so I'm this employee that has to take a seat. Obviously, I'm not on the plane yet.
Right.
Picture it's a pilot or something like that. And after all this incident, this guy's bleeding and everything like that.
Yeah.
He comes into the plane and is just like, what happened? Like, he has no idea. He's just walking, how's it going, everybody? And they're just looking at him like,
yep. Yeah. Angry mob.
Yeah. So now everybody's angry, and rightfully so, at United for basically treating people like animals.
Yes.
And like cattle. Mickey, I think you had the great, you know, yeah, that they're herding us like freaking cows onto these, and they're treating us like cows too. Yeah, here's a little electric shock if you don't move fast enough.
If you didn't see this video, we do have it up at freakaccident.com in case you need to check that out.
They beat the crap out of this poor guy.
And dragged him.
Yeah.
Like literally dragged him.
And then, of course, I love the thing now too, what the journalists were doing, where they investigated this guy, this Dr. David Dow, and now they're saying, oh, look, he has illicit things that he's done in his past. Like, his medical license was suspended one time because he did something. Or this other time, it was suspected that he was trading drugs for sex or something like that. It's like, look, okay, fine. The guy's a scumbag, okay? Even if this stuff is all true, he's a scumbag. I still don't think that makes it okay that you physically assaulted him and caved in his skull because he wouldn't leave the seat that he paid for. Am I crazy for thinking that?
No, because they had no recollection of his past.
Right.
All they were doing was physically removing him from the seat.
Yeah.
Just because they needed to fill it for an employee.
Right. I don't care that he's a scumbag or that he has a criminal history or he has a history of legal problems.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't justify you physically assaulting him and carrying him off a plane against his will.
Well, don't worry. United's paying. They lost, I think, $1 billion as of now.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
In stock.
I said that before. It was like $1.5 billion they lost.
$1.5 billion. You know what? If I'm United right now, what I do is I buy Twitter. And I close it. Because that's the reason you're losing everything right now.
I've got a question. Like, I've got a couple of speeding tickets and stuff on my record. I wonder what United thinks it's okay to do to me.
Not good things.
You know what I mean? Like, what's okay for things to happen? What okay things... That, my words aren't making sense. To what extent can something happen to me where it's still okay?
I stumbled a little bit, but I recovered. Yes. Thank you.
I did not recover, though. That part never came.
I'm just hoping it happens soon.
I'm just gonna give up on that. Yeah, that whole train of thought. I'm just gonna let it go.
Needless to say, damage control is happening at United right now.
Oh yeah,
and in Crisco's brain.
And in my brain, yeah. But yeah, CEO Oscar
Munoz,
he's been, well, he sent out a couple letters. The first one was like, he blamed the guy.
Well, no, and he said he was sorry for overcrowding it.
What does that even mean?
So, not accommodating everybody. That's all you apologize for.
Yeah.
And then he was on Good Morning America. Like, this morning, as of this recording, he came on Good Morning America.
Did
for
he?
His first appearance. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do we have some audio from this?
Yeah, wait,
let's go with the
what
first
did
one.
You think when you saw that video of a man being dragged off of one of your planes?
It's not so much what I thought, it's what I felt. Probably the word ashamed comes to mind. You know, as I think about our business and our people, the first thing I think is important to say is to apologize to Dr. Dow, his family,
all
the passengers on that flight, our customers, our employees. That is not who our family at United is. And you saw us at a bad moment. This will never happen again on a United Airlines flight.
Yeah, because you're going to go out of business.
Right, yeah, you keep doing it. Were you planning on doing this again? Like, that's my question now.
Oh, no, the question then they brought up, like, was that whole thing we were talking about with the original letter and then the next letter.
Because he literally blamed the guy.
Until Tuesday.
Right, yeah. He blamed him for being belligerent or whatever, like, for a whole day. He blamed the guy whose skull he tried to crush.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, okay, so we got a follow-up to that. Why did he send out that initial thing where he
in
blamed him?
In your initial
him?
Statement, you apologized for reaccommodating passengers. And in your internal notes to your employees, you talked about a belligerent and disruptive passenger. Why did it take until Tuesday to offer a more full-hearted apology?
I think my first reaction to most issues is to get the facts and circumstances. My initial words fell short of truly expressing what we were feeling.
Really? Really? Because I could tell you what he was feeling. That's what he was feeling.
Yeah. Mickey?
If you didn't have the facts, you don't make any statements.
Yeah, don't open your stupid mouth.
Or words in a paper. Like, that's just stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, don't let the ground up pie out of your pie hole if you don't know what you're going to wash it down with.
Just find it funny that their slogan is fly the friendly skies.
Good change in that.
Oh God, that's brilliant. I love the word the reaccommodating. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, we just no, it's fine. We were just reaccommodating him.
Yeah, they do that in they did that in Germany in the 20s. Yeah. They reaccommodated people.
Remember when Mike Tyson chewed off Joe, what's his name's ear? He just
Holyfield.
He just reaccommodated his ear to someplace else.
Yes,
it's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. It's cool.
O.J. Simpson just reaccommodated his knife into his wife's stomach multiple times.
Yeah.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. No big deal at all. Nothing to worry about.
We're good.
Reaccommodate. Good. Yeah. So what did he say what they're planning on doing to ensure that this doesn't happen again?
Yeah, he actually did get on that.
Specifically, the use of law enforcement aboard an aircraft has to be looked at very carefully. They're clearly there for a purpose of safety, and we want to make sure they protect us. But for other reasons, I think that's a policy we have to absolutely relook at.
So basically, he's saying that they're there for safety in, like, terrorist situations, but they shouldn't be involved in that type of situation.
Yeah, hey, maybe we shouldn't bring the cops on to billy club somebody because they don't want to give up the seat that they paid for. How about don't overbook your flights?
Yeah.
Don't do it. So what exactly, what went wrong? I've got another note here. He says something about what went wrong. Does he actually know what went wrong?
Well,
does he understand? Has he wrapped his arms around it?
Let's find out.
It was a system failure.
Okay.
We have not provided our frontline supervisors and managers and individuals with the proper tools, policies, procedures that allow them to use their common sense. They all have an incredible amount of common sense.
No, they don't.
And this issue could have been solved by that. That's on me. I have to fix that.
Now, Mickey, as a future business owner, do you know what that's called? A nice way to say everybody's getting fired there. Over in Chicago, they're all getting fired.
Yeah.
You seem flabbergasted.
I am.
Your airline almost killed somebody, man.
And not from a crash.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, somebody pointed this out on social media. They said it would have been better for them if that plane had just gone down and killed those people.
Well, yeah.
They might have lost less money on the stock market than just being belligerent and freaking almost like killing somebody because he wouldn't get off the plane.
Yeah.
Again, they did it at, if they did it at the gate, none of this would have happened.
Yep.
They knew it.
Or if you just don't overbook the flight. Let Dr. Dow go home to trade his Percocet for, you know, sex or whatever it is that he's doing.
Whatever's his own life.
That's his private crap. Let him on the plane. Just let him go home. None of this happens. You know what I mean? So, makes me not want to fly, though.
I never wanted to fly, but now I really don't want to fly.
Yeah, you don't want to fly United, at least.
No.
Yeah, you can fly United. Just go in storage, though.
Yeah, well, at least
because you're going to be in a coffin because they're going to freaking kill you before you get on the plane.
You know, at least we know, like, they're not just giving you, they're not giving you movies on the plane. They're living out Braveheart right in front of you.
Play acting.
Yes.
I'm all about it. Well, I can't wait to see where this goes in either case. Up next, finish the lyric. We ready to do this?
Ugh.
Let's jam, baby.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media where a freak accident continues all day, every day. Visit afreakaccident.com and click on connect.
Live from a freak accident studios, it's everybody's favorite game show, Finish the Lyric. And now your host, Lazy Mickey.
Oh, yes, it's the game show where the title explains it all. You have to finish the lyrics to the songs. Joining you playing at home is our studio guest. First, it's the girl who started her own skate park because God knows she needs another reason to not pay attention to pop culture. Of course I'm talking about Mickey. How you doing?
Still here.
You rotarying around in that club?
What?
That rotary club. I was listening before. Good show. And her opponent is a guy who lets his country down more than Sean Spicer. It's Crisco!
You want to reaccommodate a couple of the words in that description?
Nope. They sound perfect.
Okay.
All right. So do you guys want to know what you're playing for?
Sure.
It's two tickets on United Airlines. Fly the friendly skies inside a plane designed after internment camp. Yes. So I know you heard in the beginning of the show, but I'm going to say it anyways. Why? Because I am the host. This week, the theme of the songs will be 80s music. So, Mickey, you have the advantage since Crisco was not even born then.
Yeah, I was born in 88, so. Yeah,
12. Mm-hmm. You are 12. Mm-hmm. All right. You ready to play this game?
Nope.
No. You're ready to play this game.
Okay, I am ready.
Rhetorical question.
Okay.
We flipped Eddie Money in the back, and he got really hurt. I feel really bad. So, Mickey, you're going to go first, okay?
Great.
All right. This is one of our favorite songs. It's the 80s. We got to flip Eddie Money. All right. It's one of our favorite songs from the 80s. It's Take On Me. Finish the lyric.
I'll be there.
Crisco.
All right.
You want me to play it again?
Yes.
Take on me. Take on me. Take me home. I'll be gone.
No. You lost, but the dogs won. Here is the ending.
Close enough.
In a day or two.
Oh.
That is the actual lyric to that. Not.
I just thought it was screeching all these years. I would never know.
My God. That was terrible. Well, needless to say, no one won that round. Not the dogs, not the listeners. Nobody won that round.
The dogs? Who let them out? Who? Oh, that's 90s. Sorry. Keep going.
Yeah, please. Please stop talking. When my mouth moves, your mouth shuts. Okay? Okay?
Yeah.
Well, Prince is dead. We're going to play his song, Raspberry Beret. Go ahead.
Wait, what?
Chris, go.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
Well, here we go again.
I have no idea what the next words are, but I know the tune.
It was to the tune. Yeah. Mickey, do you got it?
Play it again.
Oh, my God. She wore a raspberry beret. It's the first part of the chorus.
Jesus. Something about a secondhand store.
Oh, come on. Keep going. Go with the thought. Go with the thought.
Oh, Christ. I'm drawing a blank.
This is her era.
The kind you find in a secondhand store.
This is supposed to be your era.
Yeah. But she continues to live in the era of suck.
Yes, ah, yes. The year of our Lord. Yeah. S-U-C-K.
Yes, A.D., of course. That's in Leviticus or something like that. I don't know if I can recover. All right. Mickey.
Yeah?
This one, I hope you get.
Oh, boy.
It was when he was Bond. It's John Bon Jovi.
Oh, no.
Now you need to know where his girl was working to finish the lyric.
Oh, God. Play it again.
This is the one I'm going to know.
Of course it is. Tommy used to work on the dock.
Wow. To say it like their guitar said, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Chris, go. All
right, let's
see if
this
you can finish the lyric.
Tommy used to work on the docks. Union been on strike. He's down on his luck. It's tough. Gina works the diner all day. Gina works the diner all day.
Come on now,
let's keep going.
Working for a man, she brings home her pay for love.
Come on, Mickey.
For love.
We're gonna finish this out.
Come on, come on.
She says we gotta hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not.
Ugh.
We've got each other, and that's a lot for love. We'll give it a shot. Oh,
I'm trying to get
Mickey. Halfway there.
Oh,
we're living on a prayer. Take my hand, we'll make it, I swear.
Crisco, do you know what's better than you singing? Everything.
I know.
Oh,
it doesn't mean I can't enjoy myself.
Well, point. Crisco.
Yeah.
Couldn't you play the chime?
I'm going to beat you in your own era. How does that feel?
I don't care.
On your home court.
All right.
How you feeling?
So, you ready for the next question?
Sure.
This goes to Crisco.
Uh-huh.
We talked about flipping Eddie Money, so let's flip on one of his tunes.
Take me home tonight. I don't want to let you go till you see the light. Take me home tonight.
Finish the lyric. lyric?
I don't know that line. That's the one right before "Be My Little Baby." That's the one right before it. I don't know it though.
Actually, that's a neat little clue into the answer. That. Okay.
Play it again. Take me home tonight.
Come on, Mickey, finish the lyric. what do you have, lockjaw?
Is that the lyric?
Yes, it was written by a 12-year-old. No, it was actually this line. Listen, honey, just like a runner said, be my little baby. Just like Ronnie sang from the Ronettes, Be My Little Baby, the song.
Oh.
He sampled it in that that tune. Needless to say. You get multiple. Terrible.
Your buzzer button's broken.
Your face is going to be broken if you keep on criticizing the show.
You going to reaccommodate me now? Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you want to scream? All right. Okay, okay. This one should accommodate... who's next?
Mickey,
you sing rock music. You should know this one.
Oh,
actually, one of my first loves in music when I was the tender age of 4, Crisco was not even a thought. Here we go. Now and then when I see a face, it takes me away
to that special place. And if I stand too long, I'll probably break down and cry.
Wow, Mickey, sing! Oh, sweet child of mine. Gonna see them for the third time this summer. You gotta do the Axel dance.
No.
You know what I was watching the other day? That video when he's nosedived off the stage to tackle the fan.
Most rocks. Do you know what? You're gonna get a nosedive into my fist if you keep talking. That comment was not necessary.
Just saying.
Oh, yeah, just saying.
Axel's crazy.
I'm a little crazy right now. Okay, one of my favorite songs from the 80s. It was in Biodome. We all remember that gem from the 90s. And it's one of the greatest 80s songs in history. We can dance if we want to.
We can leave your friends behind. Because if your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, then there are no friends of mine.
I think that's right.
I probably break down and cry.
Just take the idea that you were right, because that is the wrong button on there. Okay, so you are right. You were right on that one. Okay. Anyway. Well, before we go, that mistake was brought to you by our sponsor, Tamagotchi. When your kid wants a real dog, crush their heart by getting them this digital piece of garbage. Surprisingly, they're making a comeback. Now, I said that was one of the best songs, but this was the greatest 80s song in history.
Great.
In history. Get ready for a little MJ action. Go for it, Mickey.
I know the dance moves. No idea what the lyrics are.
I like your version of the dance moves. All right, Crisco.
Yeah.
Do you think you got it? Do you want me to play it again?
Yeah, give it to me one more time.
We're just doing the dance.
That's all I know, too. I know the dance.
It's not finished the dance.
Killer. Thriller. Tonight. No, it's not. You're fighting for your life inside of Killer. Thriller. See, I knew the last
you
part
missed
of that.
Four words.
Yeah. Close. No cigar, though.
That's still missing a lot of the words.
You're right.
Well, that comes to the end of the game. Don't miss it in a couple weeks. We may be doing it. And the next Finish the Lyric. Just a little teaser before I tell you the winner.
Okay, so who won?
Shut up. It's going to be
one-hit wonders for the next finish the lyric.
Oh, good.
But now to the winner. The winner, by an outstanding total of 1,000,000 to 2, it's Mickey!
That doesn't even sound...
Where does this math come from?
Where did 1,000,000 come from?
From her points!
That's all, folks.
Damn safety dance!
Here's what listeners are saying about a freak accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
Easter bunny, looking kind of funny with your basket of eggs.
See, I would have thought...
Children singing, what's the bunny bringing? On this Easter holiday,
I was expecting, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail, hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way.
Glad to see you today.
You could really sing that song to any tune, I just realized that.
Yeah, I know.
It's Peter Cottontail!
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. So, Easter is this weekend. And that's, Christians are the only ones who celebrate Easter.
Yeah, that's why no real companies give that off.
Unlike Christmas, which is like Christmas, it's also like Kwanzaa, it's also Hanukkah. Well, I mean, Passover's going on this week, though.
Yeah, so they have something, too.
Yeah, so, but that's it. Like, there's nothing else going on around here. It's just a Christian
thing. Which is weird that they picked a bunny to celebrate that, the meaning of Easter, which, no correlation.
Wasn't there a pagan holiday around this time of year that had to do with fertility or
most
something?
Likely.
And like rabbits and eggs are all symbols of fertility for some reason. Somehow that got involved with Jesus
just
dying,
like,
and being
every
resurrected.
Other holiday.
Jesus dies and is resurrected. Rabbits and eggs, cool. Passover, Jews paint lamb's blood on their doors so that the angel of death will pass over them. Rabbits and eggs.
I don't get it.
I don't understand it. I don't know where it came from or how it got involved. But Easter is weird, man. Like, it was always, and even like when you're a little kid and you believe in Santa Claus, be honest. The Easter Bunny's the first thing where you're like, now hold on a second.
Yeah, even the Tooth Fairy makes it past the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, Easter Bunny's the first one to go, though, when you're a kid believing in stuff. Like, Easter Bunny's always the first one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Over time, as like you grow older and you lose the magic. The Easter Bunny, even like a 2-year-old's like, this seems a little ridiculous to me.
Not only that, it's the first picture you can remember getting with the Easter Bunny in the mall. It always looks really creepy.
And you're terrified.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah. Why? I get Santa's a person. That's a bunny that's large and is smiling really weird at
me. The eyes don't blink. The mouth just stays in that smile.
Yeah, and it just, no, bad memories, it's coming back, stop. But apparently that's not the weirdest thing that happens on Easter.
Yeah, no, we celebrate Easter in weird ways, but the other parts of Earth, it gets weirder.
It gets very weird.
It's from ViralNova.com. In Slovakia, it is an Easter tradition for young boys to beat girls with sticks and throw water on them in order to ensure their fertility.
What?
Seems logical.
There you go. There's the United CEO's defense. He should just say, no, we were just trying to make sure that guy was really fertile. That's why we beat the hell out of him.
Yeah, that makes sense. We were celebrating Easter.
Yeah.
That's what we were doing.
I mean, so you waterboard them and you bludgeon them.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Jesus has risen.
Slovakia. In the Philippines, it is customary to walk the streets while tearing into your own bare back with whips and other flagellation instruments until you bleed, just like Jesus did. Jesus didn't hit himself, though.
Yeah, that would make people follow him less if he decided to hit himself.
Yeah.
They want to suffer like him. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, that I got, but no.
Yeah. Jesus, you got to do this yourself. I'll patch, thanks.
Yeah, you know what? That can
you know, I'm willing to deal with it if it's you doing it. I'm not, going to do this myself, though.
Really curious if the S&M stores do really well this time of season.
Oh, yeah.
Over there they do. In
there.
The Philippines, I'm sure. Yeah. Listeners in the Philippines, can you verify? Freaks at a freakaccident.com.
It's like a party city for them.
In France and Belgium, it's an Easter bell that lays colored eggs and leaves chocolate for the little ones. Yeah, it's so basically picture the Liberty Bell just like hovering through town,
dropping out eggs.
Yeah, crapping out eggs.
There it is.
Like some kind of Mario character. Yeah. From, you know.
You want a candy? There you go.
That is messed up. Yeah. At sunset on Easter Day in the Netherlands, the Dutch like to celebrate by lighting huge fires all over the place.
Oh, that's just fantastic.
Arson!
Really thought you were going to say human fires for a minute.
They just light themselves on fire and streak through the town. Yeah.
But huge fires is good, too.
Huge.
If you happen to be in Finland during Easter, you might mistake it for a different holiday that we love here in the U.S., which involves children dressing up in costumes and asking for treats.
Ah, Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, that's
so
not
so they
too
get
bad.
To celebrate Halloween twice.
Oh, my God.
You don't need to know that answer, because this one is the gem.
Did you see this picture?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mickey, come around the table here.
Move.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. I'm
all
not
right.
gonna.
Listener,
make sure you don't lose your headphones.
We'll explain this in a second. We need Mickey's
reaction.
This
just looks bad. Yeah, this looks really bad. Okay, this is in Spain. These creepy men in white cloaks and hoods with pointed tops. Are Spanish Nazarenos. So it even sounds kind of like Nazi. Okay? Yeah.
And then they're dressed like KKK men.
They're wearing cloaks on Easter as penitence for their sins. Yeah, your sins of burning crosses in the yards of the local, family that's not white.
Yeah, your sins are being a racist.
They look like Ku Klux Klan people, in case you haven't gotten that, listener.
Yeah.
What the heck? Oh, good, Germany. That can't be worse.
Oh, no. As a Polak, I could verify.
Germans may have invented the Christmas tree, but did you know that they also invented the Easter tree? In Saalfeld, Germany, the Kraft family once decorated the tree outside their house with colorful eggs. People around the world have since adopted this tradition.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, no, that's not violent or weird at all.
No, that's just something
different. I would have expected something much more extreme.
Yeah, what's
from
this site again? Because that one needs to be deleted.
Norwegians prefer to celebrate by focusing on death. For whatever reason, Norway's TV stations are flooded with murder mysteries on Easter Day.
The murder mystery of Easter.
Here you go. Instead of the Easter bunny, Australians have the Easter bilby.
Easter bilby, mate.
What kind of animal is that?
It looks like Barbie. It looks like a mix between like a rat and a rabbit.
Oh my, gross.
And an ocelot.
Ocelot, ocelittle.
Right? Yeah. In Russia, in Polish households, the butter lamb.
Oh, my family had that.
Yep, you're all about that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've seen it enough.
Mm.
It wouldn't be an Easter unless my family had that out. I'm not even kidding you. And as a kid, I didn't understand it. I was like, "Why? Okay, cool. My grandma just loves
lambs.
Yeah. But I guess it makes sense.
Yeah. Jesus was the Lamb of God and whatnot, so at least that kind of ties into,
And then you get to take the butter knife to the head.
Yeah, so nothing
like
celebrating.
Smear it on your bread.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah, you can sacrifice the butter lamb to the bread gods for their forgiveness of sins or something. I don't know. Dude, Easter is so convoluted around the world. Nobody knows what they're doing, but as long as y'all are having fun.
Do you know what I would like to know? If any of the listeners do any of these things, we'd love to hear from
Freaks at a freakaccident.com. New tradition, though. In the United States, Easter shall be celebrated by listening to this podcast. Tell your friends.
If you need to listen to a freak accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening. Music you can use.
You're goddamn right.
On a freak accident.
We haven't done one of these in a while.
That's why we're overloaded with music.
Yeah, we're big music freaks here on the podcast. We love especially rock.
Yeah.
Because that's still like the last vestige of real music out there.
Except for 80s music.
Oh yeah, 80s music is godly.
But the thing is, they're not making 80s music anymore. That ended in the 80s.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Ooh, he has a cape. has a C on it.
I prefer, I'm Admiral Obvious now, okay? I've been promoted.
He's been obvious for a while.
What do we got first here, Lazy E? What are we looking at?
Well, this one is...
New album?
Yeah, a full-on new album came out on the 31st of March.
Yes.
It is one from Mastodon. Mm-hmm. It's called Emperor of Sand. This is the first single, Show Yourself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're not going to review the song because, the whole album's out.
Well, yeah, but
this
is
just... And the song's been out for months and months now.
But this is just kind of some background.
It's going to set the mood while we talk about this album. Now, yeah. I actually went out and just bought the thing today because I had forgotten that it was coming out. Been busy. There's been a lot going on with me, but I love it. I mean, this one, I always tend to like Mastodon stuff. It's usually really trippy, though. Like, for instance, when they did their album Crack the Sky, Brent was, like, in the hospital for a while, hopped up on meds.
Right.
And he penned the lyrics and the music while he was tripping out in the hospital bed.
Really?
Yeah. That's why it's, like, very trancy and it, like, feels like you're, you know, moving through dimensions. Like, if I was into, like, shooting up, I would definitely do it and then blast that album and probably go on the greatest trip of all time.
Can I say one thing? I kind of hurt my head when I was listening to it. I don't like their mix of vocals and music. It seems like it's too even where the vocals get buried.
The vocals are buried. That's their style, though. It's always kind of been like that.
This is more so than usual, though. Yeah, he's definitely buried, and it's more even keel.
There's a lot more. I noticed it's much more, like, driving, though, like the musical style. It's harder hitting. It's more like hard rock as opposed to just, like, you know, their more experimental stuff that you've heard maybe on previous albums.
But, yeah.
Neat fact about this, though. Emperor of Sand, Mastodon's first number one album.
Really?
First number one album it hit. So, I mean, it did well.
It's cool that they're getting attention. I like that.
They're
a band that definitely deserves it. Yeah. I love Mastodon.
So what would you give it?
I mean, this album, like I said, I mean, I like it. I really do like it. It's different than what you're used to. You know, but I don't dislike it. I'd probably give it 4. I'd probably give it 4. Yeah, if I had to rate it on a scale of 0 to 5.
It might be because it's my first full-on Mastodon album that I really dove into. That vocal thing I was getting a headache because I really pay attention to the lyrics. And
you were straining to hear them.
You don't like the Deftones then, do you?
No, I like the Deftones. That's the funny thing.
Because you can't understand him at all.
But understanding and hearing are two different things.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's the thing. I can't actually hear this guy. I'd give it a 2.5. Not bad. Not good.
Split down the middle.
Yeah, right down the middle.
Mickey.
I'm with Lazy on this one. 2.5.
All right, 2.5. So I'm a little bit more forgiving.
Well, you were also a fan of this band, you know, for a while, so that might be it, too.
Yeah, it definitely does sound different. I don't know, I've never understood, how do you describe Mastodon? It's like listening to the Lord of the Rings in musical form.
They are story.
On acid.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Love them. they're awesome.
Now, that was the new album, but we have a bunch of new songs, because there's a lot of new albums coming out.
Let's get to these.
All right, we got Incubus, Nimble Bastard.
Has it come to this?
We're back on the 90s.
It's been a while for Incubus. New album comes out a week from this coming Friday, April 21st.
Yeah, let's talk about Incubus for a second. A couple years ago, they came out with an EP called Trust Fall Side A. And they're like, oh, don't worry. Side B's coming later this year. 3 years later, here's a new album called 8. Where's Trust Fall Side B? I'm still waiting for it. Is it coming?
Apparently not.
I wish I could do that. Just do whatever I want and just make promises, break them all the time. It doesn't matter.
The great thing about that is they always have a backup plan. If they don't have anything else going on, they're like, let's make the B-side.
Like it.
You know what I noticed about it? It is really not as the mixy, like that DJ who plays with them and does like scratches the records. Not so much of that. Maybe the rest of the album is that way, but it's more straight rock.
I read somewhere they teamed up with Skrillex for this album.
Yeah, actually, we were mentioning Deftones before. Skrillex and Chino are going to be on a track.
Really?
Yeah, Chino on the same track. There was a picture of them in the studio together. So.
Interesting.
like it. Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty solid song, I think.
I'd probably give it a 3.
I'd give it a edge of 3 and 3.5. It's getting close.
Yeah, I'll go with a 3.
Yeah. All right, so we're all pretty much on the same page with that one.
It's a. I think that's going to be one when the album comes out.
Sure.
It could go up or down.
Yeah. I tend to like Incubus, too. Mm-hmm.
They have their ups and downs.
They're a good band to vibe to. You know what I mean?
They're a bunch of weed smokers.
Right.
That's their deal.
And I've never in my life, but I like to vibe to them.
It makes you want to smoke weed.
Sure, yeah. Makes me almost wish I did.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just vicariously live through them.
Yeah. There you go, yeah.
That's what their music is. It's audio weed. There you go, Incubus. Got your tagline. All right.
Kids, don't do weed.
Though. No, don't.
Not good.
Not every
and
day.
Keep believing in Santa Claus. So I keep going.
This next one is from our local boys. Local to here, Motionless in White.
Oh yeah,
this is called Loud. It was the.
It would be hysterical if it was really quiet.
You gotta be loud. You gotta be loud.
Well, the start is. It was the title track to the last NXT pay per view.
Oh hey.
Yeah, so I mean, for us to see them already like.
Well, yeah, they signed a deal with Roadrunner Records, so they're kind of gonna get big.
Yeah. Well, they also on this new one, Graveyard Shift. Graveyard Shift has Jonathan Davis of Korn on it.
Wow.
May 5th, that comes out.
They are so heavily influenced by Marilyn Manson.
Oh my god, yeah.
Like, big time. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying you can really hear the Marilyn Manson influence. You know what it is? It's Marilyn Manson and P.O.D. They had a baby, and it's this song.
It's P.O. Manson.
You're laughing, but you know I'm right. I'm spot on, aren't I?
You are.
Yep. This might be, out of all the songs I've listened from them, my favorite that has ever come out from them. I think they're on to big things.
Yeah.
It really is that.
It's an, NXT theme song, that's for sure. Oh, I see what he did there.
What?
He got quiet.
Oh, yeah.
So he could get loud. Yeah, no, that's, see, that one I would give a 2.5. I'm kind of right down the middle on it.
Yeah, it's one of those songs that I love it when it first hits up, but then it continues at, like, the same basic sound.
Yeah.
And that's where it kind of
doesn't
drops.
Progress for you. Yeah. I mean, I like it. I like the sound. I want to hear the rest of the album for sure.
I want to hear that one with Jonathan Davis.
Yeah, that sounds pretty interesting. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I would 2.5. It's right down the middle for me, that song.
I'd give it a 3.
Okay.
I'm going with a 2.
Oh, okay.
Kind of
So you're a little higher than me, you're a little lower. You two made a Crisco sandwich on that song.
That's right. That's what we're all about. That's what you're all about.
What do we got next?
Seether.
Oh, yeah.
Seether's the new one. Let You Down. Oh, Mickey's a fan.
They got... what's the name of the new album?
It sounds like Seether, shocker.
Yeah. The name of the new album?
Yeah, it's Punish the Parish or something like that?
Punish the Parish, yeah.
Poison the Parish.
Poison, there you go. You convinced me. He actually named it that because of how much he hates social media darlings like the Kardashians.
Nice.
He said that, what was the exact words? I don't get how someone with fake lips, everybody wants to kiss a girl who doesn't have her real lips. That's it.
It's gonna kick in here any second. Oh, I can feel it coming.
There it comes.
Come on, Sean. Lay it on me.
Oh! No, that wasn't him. Oh!
Why did you do that?
What are you doing?
It's sticking.
Yeah. You know what is weird for me? You said it sounds like Seether, and it does. You know who else it sounds like? Chevelle.
Oh, it sounds like...
Yeah, I guess a little bit.
What
yeah.
was that one with the...
Well,
hats off
out.
To the bull.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, they came out about the same time.
Yeah, sort
of. So I feel like they've always kind of been in that competition of, like, we
who's
sound the
what?
Same, but we don't. But they both have unique sounds that you can pick them out immediately.
It's the vocals. When the vocals hit, that's
when
yeah.
No, the guitar
is.
Player. I always pick out that damn guitar player.
Wow.
All right.
I do like it, though.
It's a pretty heavy, makes you want to go fight someone song.
Yeah. I could see, like, high school me getting ready for the wrestling match. You know, sitting in the corner, slapping myself in the head with this playing in my ears.
Turn
trying
to Goldberg.
Get in the zone, yeah. What do you think, Mickey?
Yeah, I'm not thrilled with it. Gonna go with like a 2. 2? Yeah.
I was gonna say 3.
I was gonna give it a 3.5. I really like it. I don't know.
This you're vibing to this one.
I'm
you?
Vibing. I'm vibing to it.
He's vibing to this one.
Yeah. So that was it.
I mean, you can't really go wrong with Seether, but again, another one. Want to hear the rest of the album?
Yeah. Once you hear that, you can make a full judgment. Well,
last one, right? What do we got?
Papa Roach.
All right.
The Papa of Roaches.
Where'd they come from?
The 90s.
Everybody's coming back from the 90s now.
I guess.
They're touring with Sum 41.
Oh, my God. I've heard this one.
It's a cool song.
Yeah. It's very uplifting.
It's going to be on some sort of motivational movie.
Yeah.
Like the football player just finally made the team.
Yeah. He's running for a first down. This song's blasting in the speakers.
Yeah. They,
oh. Stop that.
They, he says he's going to be rapping on half, at least half of the new album.
Yeah, because I heard some clips of some songs leading up to this album, and I was like, man, it sounds like they're going back to Infest.
Yeah.
And then I hear this, and I'm like, this is not Infest. You know what it is, though?
What is it?
Emo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then...
So if half the album's going to be nu metal, the other half's going to be emo.
Well, I know that on some of the tracks, one track, Skylar Grey, she's done work with Rihanna and stuff like that. She's a pop singer.
Oh, God.
She's going to be on it. And then Machine Gun Kelly's going to be on a song.
What?
It's going to be on a song called, like, South...
Is this
park?
Like that garbage new Linkin Park song that I refuse to even play on this podcast?
No.
Where they had some pop singer on that, too.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
like,
Kiara.
Freaking ridiculous. It's got a great hook, though.
It gets you. I trust, though, Papa Roach could deal with those two singers and make it work. I don't know. They've worked with rap before.
Yeah. Well, I'm not against the rap thing. Like I said, Infest was very, very rap, and that was amazing,
look
that
at
album.
P.O.D., same deal.
Yeah.
It's a good song, though. I really
like it, yeah. It's mainstream, but I like it, though.
That's how you have to sell albums, you know?
Well, I mean, yeah, people would argue that, you know, but...
Crooked Teeth is the album coming out May 19th. Okay.
What would you give that one, E?
I'd give that one a 4. I really like Papa Roach.
Yeah, I'd probably go 3.5 for it.
I'm going to go with a 3.
3?
Wow, that's like a 5 from Mickey.
Yeah, it's a high rating. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like Papa Roach. That's, yeah. It's got a good hook. It's upbeat. I dig it.
think about that. April 21st, May 5th, May 12th, May 19th.
A couple of good weeks coming up here.
A couple bad weeks for my wallet.
So that's some music you can use. If you've got some albums or songs you want us to review, email to us, freaks at freakaccident.com.
And make sure to check our website at freakaccident.com to see all those songs and album release dates.
Music videos and whatnot. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. That's going to wrap it up. Can you believe it?
Yay.
We're done already. Yeah, make sure to head to that website again at freakaccident.com. Click connect on the menu bar to find us on social media. You can also find the archive of all of our past episodes in the podcast section. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a good review. We would love you for that. You can also find us on Google Play Music or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And we'll be back with some more new goodness next week featuring some, let's see here. How about some more solving problems?
Oh,
we're bringing it back. If you've got a problem, we'll solve it. Send your problems to us, freaks at freakaccident.com. You can even choose to remain anonymous, and we'll solve them right before your very eyes. And we will also go over the most embarrassing songs that we enjoy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're going to share ours with you, and if you want to share yours with us again, freaks at freakaccident.com,
please.
Or just hit us up on social media. Thanks for being here. We'll be back soon. For a freak accident, my name is Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
And I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
Tom Murphy!
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.